Good morning. The time is 8:16. You're listening to The Morning Interview over Raven Radio. I'm here in the studio with Alina Rosenthal, Girls on the Run coach, Sue Conrad, Girls on the Run head coach on Mondays and Wednesdays, and coach trainer, and Alara and Ariana Smith, two sisters who are participating in SAFE's Girls on the Run 5K on May 12th at 10 a.m. Thank you all so much for being in the studio with me today. So I'd love to start by giving some information about Girls on the Run. Sue, what is the program?
Girls on the Run is an international empowerment program for third through fifth grade girls, where girls learn social emotional skills needed to be strong, healthy leaders and role models. We try to inspire girls to be joyful, healthy, and confident using a fun, experience-based curriculum which creatively integrates running. We have two teams. We have a Monday-Wednesday team and a Tuesday-Thursday team. And we try and teach life skills through dynamic, interactive lessons and running games. And we also have certified coaches that teach on those days. And we also have some volunteers. And we try and include three parts in our training of the girls, understanding ourselves, valuing relationships and teamwork, and understanding how we connect with the shape and the world at large. At the end of each season, we conclude with a 5K fun run, and we encourage those girls to focus on completing that fun run moving forward, whether they're running, walking, jumping, hopping, or skipping, because some people naturally don't have the skills to run, and we're trying to encourage them to achieve their goals together as a team.
And a few moments ago, you had mentioned that Girls on the Run is a place where girls can learn social and emotional skills. Alina, I'm wondering if you could speak to some of the barriers that girls in our community face and what social and emotional skills Girls on the Run teaches.
Yeah, so I'm sure it's no surprise that girls can face a lot of challenges, especially at this young age. And so third through fifth grade, where, you know, you're kind of becoming more self-aware and you're forming peer groups, and there can just be a lot to work through, and there isn't really always a guide out there for them to know how to do that. So one of the great things about Girls on the Run is, you know, it creates this healthy, safe space where there's adults that they can connect to, and creates a peer group that they can connect to, and teaches a lot of good, like, healthy coping skills, like life skills. And so one of the ongoing themes of the program is to talk about, like, our inner star or inner strength, but then it also talks about how there can be kind of clouds covering that star, and it's kind of invoking this idea that we all have this light inside of us, but through life's challenges, that light can sometimes get covered. So kind of through this idea, it teaches us all skills and coping mechanisms to kind of become healthier, turn into healthier adults, really, is the goal, and to help each other along the way.
And the theme this year for the 5K is rock stars. Alara, are you going to be doing anything special for the run?
I'm going to spike up my hair because my hair is short, and I'm going to do a crazy hair and crazy clothes because it's rock star theme.
What about you, Ariana?
I'm going to do ponytails. I'm going to do 1 to 5. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I don't know. But it's rock star theme. I'm going to do stuff crazy.
So many fun hair options. A little bit of logistics about the event. Sue, where and when is the 5K happening?
Okay, it's going to be starting at Centennial Hall at 10 a.m. So we welcome the community to come out and support both teams. And we'll be having some fun activities, and we'll be having lots of goodies and food items for everybody to munch on afterwards. And we are also looking for volunteers. So if anyone wants to come out and volunteer, we do have a tiny URL that Aaron has access to. And then you can also contact Alara Hewley at 747-3489.
And Elena, what do you want the community to know about this event?
So we really just want people to show up and show support for these girls. They've been working so hard all season. And this fun run is really like the accumulation of all that they've been doing. And it's the 10th anniversary rock star theme. So we really want to go all out. It's going to be really fun. It's not just about the run, but just celebrating everything that they've been working on as a group and within themselves. And I think we just want them to see that the community cares about them and supports them, and also vice versa. We want the community to see these amazing girls that are part of it and to see what they're capable of. So we would really love for people, even if they have nothing to bring, just to bring themselves and their energy. But you can also make posters. You can be a cheerleader for the girls. We have we'll have people along the path lined up, so you can be in the park so it's going to start at Centennial and go through the Seawalk and through Totem Park. So there are many ways to get involved, even if you just show up for a little bit, high five the girls as they run by. You know, very low commitment but high energy.
And Alara and Ariana, this is your second year participating in this event. Ariana, how are you feeling going into this run?
It feels really awesome because this is going to be my second year. And last year when I did it, it was really fun. And I got encouraged by the coaches. And it was really fun. I got to know some people.
You got to know some people. And this is you're a fifth grader, so this is going to be your last year doing it, right? How are you feeling about that?
Sad, because I won't do it next year.
And what about you, Alara? This is going to be your second year participating. What was it like last year?
It was awesome because I get to see new people, and people encourage me, and I encourage some of my teammates too.
Wonderful. And if you are just tuning in, I am here in the studio with Alara Rosenthal, Girls on the Run coach, Sue Conrad, Girls on the Run head coach on Mondays and Wednesdays, and coach trainer, and Alara and Ariana Smith, both runners, and on the Monday-Wednesday teams of Girls on the Run. And Girls on the Run is having their annual 5K on May 12th at 10 a.m. And it starts at Centennial Hall. If you would like to get involved, you can go to the tiny URL and volunteer. That tiny URL is tinyurl.com/GOTR-5K-2018. Thank you all so much for being in the studio with me today.
Thanks, Aaron.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron.